The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.
Well, hey there. 527, Flakes are back in after 3 weeks off. My new number is 8:30, not 3 o'clock. And when the alarm went off this morning at 3 o'clock, I sure wanted to sleep to 8:30. Well, what are you guys going to do when you're done? Are you going to be able to sleep in? Yes. Yes, I am. But just didn't happen today because had to be here. Get in the pickup, pull out of the driveway, low pressure warning on my pickup, right rear tire. And so I stopped and put air in it.
So you knew that right rear tire was about to blow? See, I really miss that kind of stuff.
You miss corny song humor?
Yeah.
I'm here to help you. So stopped and put air in it, dropped it off down here at Edom's because we're right by the station, so it is what it is.
Yeah. No biggie. Tires are no biggie, so.
Well, that's one of the things I felt bad about this morning. It's like, well, I can go to work and I can complain about my tire problems, but Paul spends about 10 times as much on tires as I do every year, so. Mm-hmm. Hey, you go through tires, you run over things, tires go flat. It happens.
I spent the last 3 weeks trying to find a steering knuckle for a 2011 F-250.
Really?
At a junkyard. Can't find them. Can't find them.
That's weird.
Yeah. And mine's wore out. So when you drive that pickup down the road, the steering wheel is already at about a 90-degree angle because it's wore out really bad.
Right. And a lot of other people would have traded that pickup.
Yes.
But not Farmer Paul.
That's right.
I'll drive this damn thing.
That's right. It's not costing me anything. I'll use it for a fence post when it blows up. But, Oh, boy. Well, the weather was good.
Oh, gosh.
We had about 3-4 inches of snow out of that snowstorm that hit.
Right.
My cows... Where my main herd of cows are, we didn't have any snow. It rained there, which is fine, but
right.
Up at the other place, we're a little higher up there, and so we had 3-4 inches of snow. And so I decided, well, it's a good time to start feeding cows. I'm 60 days from calving, so might as well start giving them some extra nutrition and feed and stuff. Mother Nature did me a big favor.
Oh yeah,
this year not only me but a lot of other guys did us a big favor by keeping the weather the way it is, and very fortunate. So the hay pile will last this year, and
well, that's good for your raccoon crop.
Yes, it is. That is a major problem. Coon crap everywhere.
Oh, I'll bet.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's a haven. It's perfect for
it. I know. It's just awful. I want to go down at night with the spotlight, and that way I could see him out there and get... Hey. Just because I look for them doesn't mean I'm a redneck. God.
Hey, y'all. After supper, when Mom was doing the dishes, you know, I think we should do.
Yeah. That's right. But I started feeding cows now, and we're getting to that time of year, so. Had that major ice storm over the holiday over there in the Dakotas. Governor over there declared a statewide emergency there last week because of all the ice. They had 20,000 people without power out there. Ice storms are crazy. When we were kids, we had a major ice storm back in Ohio, and my friends and I, we ice skated up Beachmont Avenue. Just went and got our ice skates because you couldn't get any cars on it, so we were ice skating up and down the main road out there. And ice is awful. Breaks power lines, you know. And, California's getting hit with a bunch of weather again. That's good news for them. You know, The rainy months out there in L.A., places like that, they're this time of year. December, January are their months that they need a lot of moisture. And remember last year, all the snow and everything they got in 1 year took them right out of the drought. They went from being in a serious drought to just busting all records. Hell, they were skiing at Mammoth Mountain.
How many inches of snow was that? It was 200 and some.
Oh, it was like 507, remember?
Yeah, it was big.
Yeah, they had 60 feet. And so that got them out. But this is the time of year they always get their moisture over there. So it's no big banana thing or another whatever.
El Nino.
What do they call that? I can't remember what they called it. Another. It wasn't the Pineapple Express. Remember, it was
right.
Atmospheric river. That's what they called it. See, that's a problem with being home. There's a lot of dips on the air, and you have to listen to them. God dang, that year went fast, though, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
When you start thinking about it, man, it just flew by. 23 just flew by. And you get to the hot. We talk about it all the time. Once you get towards November, and we have the Flakes trip party and Flakesgiving, and then it's Christmas, and you go on a little break, and we come back for 3 weeks, and then we have to do some big station promotion that we have to do every year. That comes up at the end of January. The time just flies. And then for me, calving starts. I start March 1st calving, and there you go. Like Kenny Chesney, don't blink. That's my New Year's resolution. I'm going to try to inject more song stuff into the program.
Well, you'll be happier. I'll give you that. Mm-hmm.
Don't blink.
Hey, we got a check mailed to my house for Flakesgiving.
Oh, yeah?
For $1,000 from the Mary Gaynell Smith Gift Fund.
Huh. Oh, we got another check in from Buchanan Capital from somebody.
Oh, nice.
Who helps us every year. They've got a family foundation, and they send us money every year, and we so much appreciate it. And got a check here. This is a check for $2,500.
We had a good break.
Yeah. So I'm going to send them another thank you note.
I was very specifically on purpose not on social media much over the break. It's really interesting this morning from about 3:30 on. I'm scrolling through stuff. And when you're not clicking on stuff all the time, they fill your feed with ads and stuff that you don't recognize. And so there was one that I ran into. Somebody was looking for a Christmas dinner for somebody on Christmas Eve. Does anybody have any ideas? Yeah. Listen to the radio. Could have taken care of that.
Yeah, I didn't spend a lot of time on that myself.
Yeah.
Got some fence and done and stuff like that. But let's see, what day was that? Oh, then the 29th of December, Maddie and her husband, they came out on, they got here like at midnight the 27th. And the 29th, they wanted to run up to Bozeman and see some friends of theirs that had a baby. And I said, yeah, well, you know, take my pickup and run up there. And what time will you be back? Oh, we should be back about 6. We were going to stop at Costco. I said, okay, I'll cook some supper. How about BLTs? How does that sound? Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome. So I'm sitting there in the kitchen and cooking all the bacon up for BLTs. And Manny pulls in the driveway. And walks in the door and said, surprise, I brought cheesecake. You know, one of those big
15-pound cheesecakes.
Oh, my gosh, those are great. And I said, awesome. So I turned around and I getting the bacon off of the baking pan and everything, and I hear another surprise, and it's Jake and Jenna.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they surprised me. They flew up from California, and they flew to Bozeman, and Maddie and her husband, they picked them up. So that was awesome.
Oh,
I was just a puddle.
Hey, man, that's all that matters.
And I mean, and then in 3 seconds, I'm going, oh, I got to put more bacon in. And I got to change the sheets on the bed in the bedroom, you know. But so they flew out and they spent a week, and it was awesome. It was such a great thing, too. And for both of them, folks, they're in L.A. And L.A.'s fine, but it ain't home no more.
It ain't mine no more.
That's my new thing I'm going to do.
You're doing really well.
Thank you. I've done about three of them already. But it's such therapy for them. You know, Jake's a surgeon out there. She's an ER doctor out there. And so on the next day, we went up. And I took them all up there, and we went up to the windmill. We pulled pipe out of the windmill. I had a bunch of pipe in the windmill tower yet, and that's about a two. What are you laughing at?
I took everybody to the windmill, not the restaurant.
Oh, no, actually, I did. That's funny. But no, actually,
hey,
I took
kids,
them.
I got a special something
fact,
planned for you.
You know how good, you know how great I am, folks. I took them to the windmill twice.
Well, good for you.
I took them to mine, and I took them to yours there. Yeah, because on New Year's Eve, we went to the windmill. I took them all out to the windmill.
Well, that's good.
But we went up to the windmill. I had pulled that well, and the pipe was still in the windmill tower, and I had some fence around it and stuff I had tore down, needed to pull the post and everything. So I took them up there, Jake and Jenna, Maddie and her husband. We went up there and hauled all the pipe out of the windmill tower, and I took some pictures for me on top of the windmill. Probably not OSHA approved. I'm thinking, here I am, you know, 65 feet above the ground looking down, but I wanted to get some pictures of the crew. But so we got that out, pulled the post out, and beautiful day. It was like 45, sunny. There was not a breath of wind. Jake's running the loader tractor and stuff, and I had Jenna and Maddie. They were hauling the pipe, and then we pulled the post, cleaned up the old wire and things like that. But Jake just said, Dad, it's so much therapy to get away from something totally Los Angeles, you know, and just to get out in the fresh air and where we came from and our roots and everything. And that means a lot to me that they like it. Oh, my God.
Miss me?
11 more months of this? So, and he said, you know, Dad, it's really good to be back home again. Right. And I said, well, good. The next time, don't wait so damn long, you know. And so yesterday was New Year's Day. So yesterday I had to take them all into the airport, and they all left. And I got up about 4 yesterday and got Manny and Zach in there, burned home. Jake and Jenna were just packed up and they were leaving. They were going to drive John's pickup down, and because John was down at his girlfriend's, was going to pick it up. And so they leave, and it's 6:10, and I'm in the house. And I'm all by myself. I got two dogs sitting there staring at me, wanting biscuits. And I thought, well, this really sucks.
Yeah.
So maybe you folks did it. So it was New Year's Day. So I do what anybody does on New Year's Day. I did 5 loads of laundry, did the sheets. I tore the Christmas tree down. I got that out of there.
Right.
My Christmas tree, the longer I had it up, the better it got.
Really?
Yeah, because I went out and I cut my own, mm-hmm. and it was kind of drought hit.
Right.
And after watering it for 2 weeks, it got brilliant bright green. And when I pulled that out of the house yesterday, I bet I didn't lose 2 needles off that tree.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I got that out of there, rearranged the living room, vacuumed, put it back together. Because I was by myself again, and I felt that loneliness thing.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you know, that hit me last year. My daughter turned old enough to drive, and...
You really missed the car, didn't you? Mark had one less in the garage.
Join us at the Roadside Event Center for unforgettable weekly entertainment. Every Friday night, come hungry and savor our delectable prime rib dinner. Wednesdays at the Roadside are now Wilson Wednesdays, a night dedicated to our esteemed regular, Mark Wilson. Also enjoy steak night every Wednesday and get in on a bingo session or two. For music lovers, head to Blue Cat for an electrifying karaoke night. Don't miss out on the fun. Roadside Event Center in Huntley. Come experience the best of Roadside.
And it really, he walked out in the garage.
You know, it gets the best miles per gallon.
I know. Where's my baby? Why isn't it here?
Well, and to this day, I'll call her and say, hey, what's going on? She goes, nothing. I said, well, let's have dinner. She goes, special occasion? Yeah. I said, yeah, I want to see my car.
Yeah, then see?
But for all these years... When we've had that time off in December, I drove her to school every day, mm-hmm. which was just something special to me. And she got her license last year on December 14th. So December 15th, I'm drinking coffee, looking out the window saying, well, what the hell am I doing?
You see?
It's terrible.
You did the same thing when you got your wheels.
Yeah. Oh,
you know.
I talk to my mom and my stepmom all the time. How does it feel? Yeah. How does it feel to have a teenager that's just exactly like you were, doesn't want to spend any time with the family?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I get it.
And for me, it's kind of tough because my kids are so far away.
Mm-hmm.
Mallory's down in Mexico right now. She went down there for some hoopla thing. She had her birthday, and I mean, she's down there with Slick, and they're having a great time down there. She called me yesterday, though. You know what? I know they really love me.
Oh.
She called me yesterday, had to say, Happy New Year, Dad. I said, well, Happy New Year to you too, Mal. We can't get our hot water heater to work in this B&B. Can you help us? I said, yeah. She goes, we had to take cold showers today. So she's texting me pictures of her hot water heater control, her gas hot water heater. And I got that going for her. And, oh, it's on. It's running. Perfect. Way to go. See you, Dad. Goodbye.
Love you too.
Yeah. Isn't it good to know?
Mm-hmm.
But they're so far away. And, you know, it's a little tougher to get together. And, of course, they're just like us. You know, they all get their own lives and go their own direction and everything. And I thought, boy, I really need a trip to Mexico to rewind and get a break. And so I was working my ass off, but the weather was so good. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Got some old fence cleaned up, got that out. All taken care of. I did maintenance on John's pickup for about 5 days because that thing needed. Oh my God! I did brakes and everything on that thing. Got it rolling and serviced up both tractors. Got that ready for winter. Even though January doesn't look too bad. Looks like 30s starting end of this week again. But we can live with that. 37's a hell of a lot better than 23 below.
Oh geez.
Maddie brought me an official John Deere rain gauge.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. You just can't love a dad more than that.
Well, sadly for you, that is one of the best gifts you can get.
It's like giving Mark an Archie Campbell can koozie. You know, same thing.
And people say you don't care.
I know. So, thought I'd go over a couple things here as we get ready for the Flakes trip. We have our big document party here coming up pretty quick. I think it's next week. Is it next week or is it this week? Hell, I don't know. I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
Anyway.
One of us should be there.
Yeah. So as we get closer, I like to go over a couple things, you know, just to let people know who are going to a tropical region. Another surfer was attacked by a shark down in Hawaii.
Why are you telling us that?
Because it's just the time of year where we keep an eye on these things. Boeing asked airlines to inspect the 737 MAX jets because of potential loose bolts. That's not good. Bolts are pretty important in airplanes when it comes to holding engines on. They found a bolt missing a nut during routine maintenance. That's not good.
Ladies and gentlemen, please return your tree tables to their upright lock yeah. position. And by the way, we're missing a bolt.
We're missing a bolt. Let's see here. United Airlines, Southwest Airlines, American Airlines, Alaska Airlines, all four carriers use the 737 MAX jets now. And so they'll all have to look to see if they have that bolt because one of the bolts. That, you know what happened that day? They put that particular, they had a pissed off employee that went in there and had a spat with one of the foremans or something. I'll show you. I won't torque that bolt or something. God knows what happens.
I like your saying, if it ain't Boeing, I'm not going.
There you go. Big old jet airliner. Oh, my God. Oh, here's another one. Plane catches fire on the runway at Japan's Haneda Airport after it collided with a Coast Guard plane. 379 people got out of the plane safely. Hmm. Video showed a large eruption of fire and smoke from the side of the Japan Airlines after it taxied onto the runway. An Airbus A350. Hmm. Not good. But we like to keep an eye on those kind of things. So we get a little closer to getting on our big old jet airliner.
Well, and the deal for Paul and I, not so much going down, but coming back, we just got to get over the Gulf. Mm-hmm. If you get me to America, we'll rent a 15-passenger van. We'll drive that damn thing home. It's Paul, midnight's your shift.
Yeah, close enough where I can swim the rest of the way. You know, God, that'd be nice, so... God, the president, he gets more vacation than we do. He's still down in the Caribbean. And of course, we pay that.
Right.
His whole family's down there. I mean, all the Biden crime family's down there. He doesn't come back till tomorrow. Congress goes back to work tomorrow. Congress got a better deal than us. When Congress comes back, they work for 2 weeks and then they go on a winter recess. That's better than us.
It is.
I thought we had it. Good, but yeah, then they go back on a winter recess. They're not going to get anything fixed in 2 weeks. But a lot of new rules go into place for 2024 all over the country. Crazy stuff. Just crazy stuff. I think it's Oregon or Washington. It's now mandatory that all of the boys' bathrooms in high schools have tampons in there.
Are you kidding?
No! No, they've got to provide them all in the boys' bathroom. Well, boys don't need those.
No.
Yeah, stuff like that all over the place. In California, the minimum wage for food delivery drivers is $20. Pizza Hut's going to lay off all kinds of them out there. $20 an hour for the delivery guys. New York's minimum wage kicks in today. Minimum wage is $16 in New York City, up from $15. 22 states around the country today are seeing increases in their minimum wage, which is, folks, which means 22 states around America have implemented tax increases for 2024. They disguise it behind it helps the people on the lower end, but it helps government.
That's a tax increase.
Huge tax increase. The state of New York's expected to increase their minimum wage every year for a dollar a year now for a while. 22 states. California minimum wage increased to $16. That's up from $15.50. Connecticut, they increased their minimum wage $15.69. Who came up with that idea?
No idea.
Now $15.69. Not $15.50, not $15.75, $15.69 in Connecticut. The pay bump in New York, when it went to $16 over $16, came with objections from employers as well as some liberal Democrats who said they didn't go high enough. How high do you want it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a minimum wage.
And then turn around and complain when
that's,
you know, to get a pizza delivered, it's $40.
That's the minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
So if they want, they can go out and get two minimum wages. If they want, they can do that. The federal minimum wage in the United States has stayed at $7.25 an hour since 2009, and states are free to set their own amounts. 30 states since then have done so. Since then. I think minimum wage in Montana is like 8.25. I think that's what our minimum wage is. Let me see if Siri's back from vacation. Hey, Siri, what is Montana's minimum wage?
Join us at the Roadside Event Center for unforgettable weekly entertainment. Every Friday night, come hungry and savor our delectable prime rib dinner. Wednesdays at the Roadside are now Wilson Wednesdays, a night dedicated to our esteemed regular, Mark Wilson. Also enjoy steak night every Wednesday and get in on a bingo session or two. For music lovers, head to Blue Cat for an electrifying karaoke night. Don't miss out on the fun. Roadside Event Center in Huntley. Come experience the best of Roadside.
So what the hell's going on with you and my phone?
Mark, I hate to tell you this.
Is there someone you know?
That woman is a tomcat. I'll tell you. What did your phone say?
Yeah. She said, I know there's something going on.
That's funny. I think it's 8.25.
It goes up to $10.30 today, Tara says.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
In Montana?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we're at 10:30.
It was $9.95.
Oh, okay. $9.95. So I was a little out of touch with that.
My stepmom gave me back for Christmas a few years ago. She gave me back all my check stubs from my first job at 4B's, where I was a busboy in the mall in Great Falls. $2.78 an hour, yeah. And happy to have every hour I could get.
Yeah, when I started, minimum wage was $1.60, and
wow.
I still got my first bank book.
Don't you still have your first everything?
Shut up.
Yes, you got my first.
Okay, hello. I'm talking here. God. Houthis keep attacking ships in the Red Sea. Biden's on vacation. You don't have time to deal with this right now. They're trying to figure out what to do. All this stuff's coming from Iran. They know it. Ships are started going around. It's going to cost you more. They're trying to indiscriminately take out ships in the Red Sea, Suez Canal, places like that. 5 warships from the United States are there patrolling the waters. We're bringing the Gerald Ford home. That's a big aircraft carrier. They're bringing that out of the sea and bringing it back home now. So, but you know, they do a little shooting here or there, shoot down a few drones, that kind of, nothing much. Back in, I think it was 1990. No, it wasn't 1990. It was in the 80s. When one of our ships was attacked by an Iranian missile out there, and they hit one of our U.S. ships, Ronald Reagan the next day sank half the Iranian Navy.
Nice.
He said, let's go out and sink half of their navy. And he went out and sank half of their entire navy. You know what gets people to back off? That kind of stuff.
Shows the force.
Mm-hmm. So he said, you could keep the other half of your navy if you back off and control yourself. Other than if you don't, I'll sink the other half of your navy. Mm-hmm. We went out, we sank half their navy in one night. We haven't done a damn thing to them over there since they've been doing this. Not a thing. Picked a few outhouses. We blew them up.
Right.
A few garages, that kind of stuff. Haven't done anything to them. I'm looking over all the people that died in 2023. Famous people. Henry Kissinger, Rosalind Carter. I told people when Joe Biden was elected that Jimmy Carter would outlive him.
Yeah.
So far, he has.
Yeah.
He, well, they're both living, but Dianne Feinstein, Sandra Day O'Connor, Bill Richardson, former New Mexico governor, Tina Turner, one of the entertainers, a lot of entertainers died, Tina Turner, Burt Bacharach, people like that, Sinead O'Connor, Suzanne Summers, Matthew Perry, Raquel Welch. Oh, man. Very interesting thing. I'm gonna try doing more of this in 2023. You know, Raquel Welch actually auditioned for Gilligan's Island. See, I'm gonna sound more like Mark in 23. This is what I'm gonna do. Hell, I'm not doing that today. I'm gonna blow the day off and just go to the casino or golf or something. Yeah, Raquel Welch. She auditioned for the position on Gilligan's Island. Jimmy Buffett. John's girlfriend's mom's godmother is Jimmy Buffett's sister. See, this is what I'm going to throw in. Isn't this annoying?
No,
I've only done it for a 1 hour, Mark.
There's a country song in there somewhere.
I know. Yeah, they went to his girlfriend went to Florida with her mom, and they spent the night at Jimmy Buffett's sister's house here or something. I don't know. Who else here? David Crosby, Tony Bennett, Harry Belafonte. These guys were all up in their 90s. Bob Barker, he was close to 100.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Springer, Sesame Street's co-creator Lloyd Morissette died. Earth, Wind, and Fire's drummer Fred White. Let's see here. Walter Cunningham, the surviving astronaut from the first successful space mission in NASA's Apollo program. Who else here? Lisa Marie Presley, she was 54. Robbie Knievel died last year, 60.
One of my favorite all-time quotes from a courtroom. He got a DUI in Butte. And the judge asked him, "Why were you drinking and driving?" He said, "Because I'm a cowboy."
See, that's why I'm doing more of that this year. See, because you don't get to hear yourself.
You say it like it's a bad thing.
You don't get to hear yourself. So
right.
If I say stuff that you say and you hear it, mm-hmm. You're going to go, God.
Obviously, Mark, that's fascinating.
Oh, no, you're not.
Saw him when he jumped over the lamplighter twice.
Cindy Williams from... Laverne and Shirley, she was 70. Billy Packer, NBA or NCAA broadcaster, 82. Bobby Hall, 84, Hall of Famer. The Blackhawks. Burt Bacharach, we talked about that. Tim McCarver, 81. Tom Sizemore, Saving Private Ryan Acton. He was only 61.
Good actor, a lot of movies.
Gary Rosington. Mark, you know anything about Gary Rosington? Go ahead. Come on, give it to me.
Last surviving original member of Lynyrd Skynyrd. And though you've got the lead singer's younger brother doing the vocals, they're just a cover band now.
This, folks, is like a breath of fresh air, isn't it? I mean, I can't. Robert Blake, 89, from Beretta. Bud Grant, Vikings coach, 95. Willis Reed, who played for the Knicks, 80 years old. God, there's a Gordon Lightfoot. Mark played Gordon Lightfoot this morning. Was 84. He had been suffering, though, for years. Mark saw him when he was at Alberta Bears. Said he was not good.
No, well, he had...
What year was that? That was quite a while ago.
Took my daughter when she was 4 or 5, so it was 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And he had... he didn't have any air.
Yeah.
So he couldn't... He just didn't sound good.
Lost a lot of the old guys. Just aren't quite as many as there was a while ago. Harry Belafonte, he was 96.
Oh, Cale Yarborough.
Yeah. Vida Blue, 73. Denny Crum, who was Louisville's basketball coach, won the NCAA tournament. He died last year. Bobby Knight. Jim Brown, all gone. Tina Turner. And that's a woman that you think would have lived forever. As good a shape as she was in, but
underrated still to this day.
Mm-hmm. And the window is open. George Winston. Who else here? Pat Robertson. Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber from Montana, made us famous. Retreated to that shack in the Montana wilderness and had to stand off there for a while. Hmm. What else are we doing here? Sinead O'Connor. Randy Meisner. Ding. Randy Meisner. Ding, ding.
One of the founding ding. Members of Poco, later elevated to bass and vocals for the Eagles, Take It to the Limit, one of their first big songs. Mm. Only had a couple successful songs in his solo career, but not very many guys could sing that high.
See, I'm going to do more of that this year. Tom Jones. God, we used to. Tom Jones was our film music guy for a long time, wasn't he?
Right. Yeah. He used to play She's a Lady.
Mm-hmm. Guy walks into his doctor. Said, "Doctor, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I can't stop singing Tom Jones songs." And the doctor says, "Well, that's not unusual." Yep, folks, I'm going to turn more into Mark this year. All you people pissed and moaned about how we're always ranting and raving and raising hell. Mm-hmm. So,
Kevin and Ruth from Trackside Auto Body that are going with us to Mexico this year. Ruth is one of the sweetest people you'll ever meet, but sometimes she'll start cussing, and her husband will say, or he'll sing, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, she's a lady."
He does?
He does.
Boy, I'll avoid them. Let's see. Who else here? Bob Barker, of course. Price is Right guy. Truth or Consequences. He lived to be 99. Jimmy Buffett, one of Mark's favorites.
Liked him.
Ding, 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 ding.
Born on Christmas Day.
Diane Feinstein of California. She should have retired many years ago, didn't?
Yeah.
Tim Wakefield, knuckleballer pitcher. Dick Butkus died.
Tell Paul we like the new useless information side of him.
Okay. There you go. Well, at least they admit that a lot of this is just useless
That's
information.
Right.
That's right.
That's right.
Suzanne Summers died, 76, bout with cancer.
She'll always be the Thigh Master to me.
Thigh Master. Richard Mole from Night Court. Richard Roundtree, Shaft. Bobby Knight. We went over his resume one time. When he died a few months ago, Rosalind Carter, 96, Sandra Day O'Connor, first woman to serve on the Supreme Court, Norman Lear, All in the Family, Jefferson's, Maud, producer, 101. These are recently. These are all within the last month, these guys. Ryan O'Neill, Love Story. I don't think I've ever seen Love Story. I heard the songs.
Right.
You know, that came from Love Story. The songs were big.
Right.
Back in those. But I don't think I've ever really watched the whole movie.
Barbara Streisand, somebody else I wouldn't have signed.
Mm-hmm.
Just never understood the appeal, and she was huge.
Mm-hmm. George McGinnis, Hall of Fame, All-Star, NBA. Mm. So a lot of people passed away past year. They ought to give us all the famous births. They give us all the people that have cashed in the chips and gone on to a better life than this, and they should give us all the people, famous people that had kids. My God, as much as we celebrate birthdays around here. Ooh, you were born, huh?
You're the only person that doesn't.
What? I celebrated two in December. Jake had a birthday. Mallory had a birthday.
Right.
And I wished him happy birthday. Right. Didn't advise them to take the day off. And
today, I'm just focusing on me because it's my birthday.
That's right. Everybody, hello. Do the Stephon Curry thing. Hello, it's me. I was born. Come on, everybody on your feet. Round of applause. But so anyway, we start a new year now. Could be our last. So. But it doesn't take long. After about a week, you know, you get back in the routine again, and everybody fires up now. A lot of the industrial plants, Ford, even Maddie's, John Deere, you know, they shut down, give all their employees the holidays off. They shut the plants down, everything, so everybody's gone at one time. Give them a little extra break. So, but for everybody else out there, for us included, you folks, it's just, once again, here we go. Out of the holidays, time to start another new year, brand new year. Get back to the same old, and we always, you know, try to make this one better than the last one. For Mark, that's going to be very difficult. I don't know how you can make 24 even better than 23. He's even got a Wednesday named after him now. So I don't know, but we're going to work on it, folks. We're going to do our damnedest.
had that discussion with somebody. Well, what are you going to do after radio? You have to understand, even if I do get something part-time somewhere, just enough to get health insurance, my whole freaking life has been vacation.
Yeah.
And so
I'm going to do the same exact thing I've done for the last 15 years.
Except I'm just going to sleep later.
There you go.
Okay.
First news of the year coming up. We'll continue with that.
First news. Somebody sent me a message that Tom Jones didn't die.
Oh, yeah? It's on here.
I know.
Well, it's...
I don't know.
I don't know that.
It's not unusual to have people...
I like the new musical Paul. That's going to be good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm folks, worthless, youthless stuff. Try more of that this year.
All right. First news on the way. 6:16 here at the Cat.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Events Center in Huntley. The Blue Cat. It's where it's at.